From what you've told us, the change involved in buying a business as opposed to starting one from scratch is more manageable in many ways because you've got a pre-existing operation. You've got many things already in place. You don't have to invent everything from scratch.
Oh, it's exactly the case. If you want to talk about change or adaptation to change or a fear of change, I mean, you have a startup, your whole business model can change every month. The bigger change is going to be for the people that are in the business already. You know, them coming to grips with, you know, who's this new man or woman that's bought this business and what changes have they planned? And there it goes back to change again, because that's their fear. And we could talk about that at one point, because they're worried that someone's going to take over and they're going to lose their job or change the way things are done or whatever. So you have to manage that, of course, and explain to them that you're not doing any of that. But you have the beauty of everybody is in place. You walk in and you know where the coffee machine is. You know what the policy is for, you know, turning on the alarm or handling customer disputes. That stuff is all established already. So, I mean, it's a huge level of comfort as opposed to a startup where you say, okay, how are we going to deal with the fact when, we offer this 1-year warranty on our product and on the 13th month, someone says to us, it's not working. What are we going to do? And one guy says, well, we're not going to honor the warranty, right? And you say, okay, well, that's our policy for this week. And, you know, the 12 months go by and then you find out that the stuff is all breaking at 13 months and you better fix it because if not, you're going out of business. So you got to change your policy. Versus you go into the business and say, how do we deal with this, this, and this? He said, well, you know, we've done it for this way over X amount of years and it works for the following reasons because of X, Y, and Z. And those are all the things that an existing business has in place. So, you know, all those elements of change, there's actually far less things that are going to, let's say, change drastically. And that's one of the big reasons why you buy an existing business, because all of those important criteria, they may not be perfect yet by any means, but they're established and there's a set of parameters and rules. And it's an ongoing business that provides immediate cash flow to somebody because of all these things that are in place that they've tested over time and they work.
Well, Richard, in the next audio CD, we're going to look at the process itself of buying a business. We're going to roll up our sleeves and get down to work on beginning the first steps.